In this podcast, we're going to examine the figure of St. Peter. We're going to look at what we know about the life of St. Peter, particularly from the sources in the New Testament, and we'll also look at St. Peter's role in the establishment of the early church in the Roman Empire. According to the Gospels of Mark, Matthew, and Luke, which are generally agreed to be the earliest narratives of the ministry of Jesus Christ, Peter was the first of the disciples chosen by Jesus. He was, by origin, a Galilean fisherman called Simon Barjona. Once he was called to Jesus' side, he was now called Peter. And it is clear that Peter was not recruited alone, in that he was recruited alongside his brother Andrew. Now, in the three Gospels attributed to Mark, Matthew, and Luke, Peter plays an important role in Jesus' ministry. For example, Peter is named much more frequently in these texts than any other figure apart from Jesus himself. In terms of the way that stories about Jesus are told, Peter is often a mouthpiece for the disciples. He asks questions of Jesus about what Jesus is doing, and therefore he becomes, as it were, somebody for whom Jesus' achievements are explained. He's also associated with some of the most important incidents associated with Jesus' ministry, and in particularly the events leading up to Jesus' death. For example, there is the famous story in which he denies Jesus three times after Jesus has been arrested. And the fact that the cock crows after Peter has denied Jesus for the third time is seen as a confirmation of Jesus' status as Messiah. Also, in Matthew's Gospel, in chapter 16, verse 18, we have an important statement made by Jesus to Peter, which was to have significant implications for the later reputation of St. Peter. And in that passage, Jesus says to Peter, "You are Peter, and on this rock I found my church." This has been taken to indicate that Peter was some sort of leader among the disciples. And as we'll see later in this podcast, it was a passage that was to be interpreted in various significant ways in later Christian history.